This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. All right, so we've talked about the Jets and the Bills, and the Bills are a 9.5-point favorite as of this moment, according to Caesars. Then we have the Eagles and the Giants. That game is at MetLife, and the Eagles are 7-point favorites. Now, I got fooled on the Eagles last week. I thought that the Titans could keep pace with them. They blew out the Titans. The Eagles have answered every single question that you could possibly answer. They are really a solid team. You could see them going to the Super Bowl. They have retooled on the run. They never really hit rock bottom. That's an impressive organization. Howie Roseman is a really, really good player evaluator and acquisition artist. He handles the cap well. He's given space to roam. He's given space to do things that are a little unusual. Let go of a Super Bowl coach in Peterson. Brought in a guy, Sirianni, that, I mean, I guess he was known within football, but it looked like a little bit of an overreach. But he's turned out to be a really, really good coach. Jalen Hurts, they've let him develop, and now he's an MVP candidate. That's a good team.
Yeah, it's a team that can only be beaten by one team in the league.
In the AFC, probably.
No.
Oh, you mean the commies.
That's right.
Right.
Thank you. No, they are a good team. This team, to me, is very legit. You, for some reason, had the foolish idea to go against them last week.
Well, Titans usually cover.
I know.
I didn't think they were going to win.
I know, but they got bombed on instead.
Yeah, I got it. I watched.
Jalen Hurts has found the big ball, too, man. That guy has a lot of skill.
They've got so many weapons.
His arm, he's gotten really accurate. Like, Don, we were talking earlier about, you know, we don't know what Justin Fields going to be. You don't know what this guy's going to be. You know this guy. It's funny. There was a time 2 years ago we didn't know what Jalen Hurts going to be. We know now.
Right.
He's the real deal.
But you just said they went out and got him the weapons. And he's beginning to flourish into a big-time quarterback. You got a big-time quarterback in the league. That's what it looks like. That's what the Jets were hoping, that Wilson was going to make that big step, and we'd be talking about what a great job Joe Douglas did getting all the weapons, and they can really evaluate talent and the defense, and you get poor quarterback play, and then you get a team that might not make the playoffs. You get great quarterback play, you got a team that can win the Super Bowl. And that's what's happening with this Philadelphia Eagles team. And good quarterback play, average quarterback play, poor quarterback play, you can only go so far. When you get great quarterback play, guys, then the sky's the limit. And that's what you have in Kansas City. That's what you have in Philadelphia right now. Do you have it in Dallas? Not really sure. That's why you never really sold exactly how far Dallas can go. Does Minnesota have it? Nah, not sure. That's why we think they're 10-2 is Fugazi. You know, so that's what it really comes down to. You get that quarterback play. Look, Philadelphia's a perfect example of that. Perfect.
Now, you're not getting great quarterback play from the Giants. You're not getting bad quarterback play.
No,
I think you're getting average quarterback play, which, I mean, is a testament to the year that Daniel Jones is having. Because if you look at the weapons or lack thereof that he has around him, I don't know how he's doing it. Now, the way he was doing it early when the Giants were compiling wins was Saquon Barkley was an absolute beast, but he has not been. He's been shut down. In the second half against the Commanders, I think he had 3 yards on 7 carries in the second half. So he's become that all or nothing at all guy. Now, a lot of it's happened to me since he hurt his shoulder. But he also has not been involved that much in the passing game. And the offensive coordinator, Mike Kafka, was asked, why hasn't he been involved more in that pass game?
Each week, you know, we talk about those things and how we can get him in the most ideal premier look, and probably hasn't just shown up as much as we probably like to, but, you know, those things present themselves each and every week, and that's what we look for as a staff, how we can get those things done over and over and over again. So that's part of our evaluation process on the week to week.
Well, in the middle of the Big Blue Report brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, but it's hard to beat an Eagles team that's going to score. When you're not going to score that one. The Giants don't score 30 points. That's their thing. They don't score 30 points. So can the Giant defense hold the Eagles to like 21 points and the Giants maybe scratch out 24? Well, the odds aren't very, very good. They're just not. And I actually, Don, I'm surprised that the line is just, you know, 7. I thought it would be higher.
I am too, a little bit. I guess the Giants being home, divisional opponent.
Because it's really 10.
Means something.
Yeah.
And the Giants have been competitive. Outside of the one game against Detroit, they've been able to keep everything to a one-score game. So I guess that's, looking at it analytically, it tells you that even when the Giants lose, they're right there. But I still think the number is a little bit low. When the Giants are successful, guys, and this includes Barkley, because I think the Giants' defense is good, but when they get special performances like they did a few weeks ago from Dexter Lawrence, where he had the just amazing performance against Houston, like it's different when Barkley's like on his game. But you just don't know if you're going to get that every week. Ojulari being back, I think, was huge and was really helpful in that game against the Commanders. But Barkley just hasn't been that consistent present. If you tell me he's going to have a big game, then I think the Giants can hang. If they corral him, then where does Jones go? Unless you just kind of create things on Jones just with his legs. Remember, one of the biggest runs he ever had and one of the most embarrassing moments he ever had was against Philadelphia. Remember, we had that big long run. It would have been like a 70-yard touchdown run, and he tripped over the 10-yard line. That's what you're going to get, because who else is going to step up for you? Who? It's the Jones and Barkley show.
Boy, I tell you what. I think we got seduced by the Giants early, and I don't know how they beat the Eagles. I can't put together a game plan in my mind how they beat the Eagles.
Unless
the Eagles are somewhat complacent.
Well, that's it. If they beat themselves, they turn the ball over, ugly performance.
Yeah, you'll need some breaks, but wouldn't you just trot out the same thing the Commies did? The Commies have no real offensive deep threat with Taylor Heinicke. You got to pound the football.
But would you admit, though, and you could see by the reaction on the sideline, Philadelphia did not play their A game that night.
Well, they made mistakes. They absolutely did,
right.
You caught a couple of big breaks, but remember, what the Commanders did, what we tend to do well, which is a time of possession.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep the Eagles off the field.
Well, you need Barkley then to be Barkley.
But you know what?
And Barkley, by the way, was added to the injury report today with a neck injury, limited participant, yeah. But he should play.
Barkley isn't that back, right, Peter? I mean, he's not going to give the ball, slam into the line, drive for 4 or 5 yards. He's just a big hitter. Can they sustain like a good 8-9 minute drive like the Commanders did in that game?
Well, that's the thing.
Get the ball away from Hurts.
And also, it's nice to have a second runner. Like, I mean a real second runner that you're confident in. Because when the Commies beat the Eagles, they were going back and forth between Gibson and Robinson, who have different styles. But one thing that drives me crazy about football in general is how quickly people abandon the run. Like, you just brought it up with Saquon in the second half. I understand he is not the guy you're going to pound constantly. But, God, if it's like in football these days, even in a close game, if you have 3 bad rushes, you stop running the ball. I just find it so odd.
Well, you just got to believe in it. And the thing is, and Michael's been saying this since the day he was drafted, is there a consistency there where we could say we're going to just run constantly, Barkley? Because there's too many of those where he's going to lose 3 yards. And now you're in a 2nd and 13, so can you realistically expect to run 2 more times to get the 13 yards? That's what kills you. Like when you get a Henry, I mean, rarely does he lose yardage. He's always getting you like 2-3 yards at the minimum, where you can say, I'm just going to give him the ball, you know, 3-4 times, and we're going to get a first down. Can you do that with Barkley?
Oh, yeah,
he'll break off a 30-40-yarder, but then he'll get dropped for a 5-yard loss.
I was going to say, he did. Was it overtime last week when he had the terrible 5-yard loss?
Right.
Yeah, it's true. It's part of the way he plays. But I don't think there's a version of the Giants beating the Eagles that involves them constantly throwing the football. In fact, they just don't seem to have a playbook that can even exist for Daniel Jones in that way.
He can't throw it to anybody.
And who's he throwing to?
Right. I mean, that's the key. There's nobody to throw to. Slayton is the second highest percentage of drops in the league.
Yeah.
Galladay can't make a play. Who are they throwing to?
Well, I mean, Bellinger is back now, and I think that's going to be a help. He was not a big play guy, but somebody that can get you a first down, be a third down option. You got to stay in those third and manageables. And that's, Peter, that's why you can't run, because if you're going to be in third and longs, then you get in those obvious passing situations where really the only thing you can do is just hope that maybe Jones can have one of those run-pass options, or just decide to just scramble on his own and get the first down, because who are you throwing the ball to?
So let me ask you guys this. I assume it wouldn't surprise you then. If the Saquon thing continues to be a problem, do you think the storyline would kind of end up being for this season? Early in the year, they were effective with Saquon. They won a lot of football games. That dried up, and they lost.
Could be.
Because I don't really know. They don't have the weapons. Daniel's not a big throwing quarterback so far, even though I do think he has a nice arm. I don't see how they do it without the running game.
It's just, you know, obviously defenses have gone to school on Jones being able to scramble and Barkley, and then the lack of weapons just caught up with him. I don't think it's catching up with Barkley. I still think he's good. If they had weapons, I think they can utilize him a lot more in the second half. But it's interesting, the turning point, the last time they won against Houston, wasn't that the game where he, like, broke his own record for rushes, what, like, 35 times? Like, you think that's beating Philadelphia? They're going to dare you to do that.
Isn't it beautiful that if the Eagles do beat the Giants this weekend, we get the big rematch, the Commies and Giants rematch, both of them, exact same record.
So big.
Oh, so big. Imagine that?
That's the Big Blue Report brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join everyone at Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday. Buffalo Wild Wings to the greatest of all times. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Let me give something away as I knocked over a can.
I heard that.
Here's your chance to see top-ranked boxing this Saturday at Madison Square Garden with four of boxing's most electrifying young talents.
Sure.
In the main event, watch as New York's own Teofimo Lopez takes on Sandor Martin, plus American knockout artist Jared the Real Big Baby Anderson against Jerry Slugger Forrest. Well, these nicknames. Be caller number 8 right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you'll score a pair of tickets. Brought to you by Madison Square Garden. There's one night you won't want to miss. Get tickets now on Ticketmaster.com.
Slugger.
All right, I got to shift for a moment.
Oh, no.
To the Knicks.
Okay.
So, Julius Randle had a great game yesterday. The kind of game that he had 2 years ago all the time. He's not at the level that he's going to have this all the time. And you look at the Knicks, and they're one game under 500. And that's what they are. I think they're a game out of the sixth spot in the playoffs. So, everyone's struggling in the East. But they're one game under 500. And I think that when you look up at the end of the season, they'll have 41, 42, 43 wins, something like that. They are the very definition of an average, mediocre team.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are. Now, with hindsight being 2010, not even 2020, is there anybody within the sound of our voices right now that doesn't think that the Knicks should have made the deal to get Donovan Mitchell? Because the one thing this Knicks team doesn't have is a superstar. And superstars do not get on the market all that often. And the Knicks had a chance to get him. And they held on to their draft picks for dear life. And they held on to R.J. Barrett. Both mistakes. And I'm going to tell you why. R.J. Barrett, to me, is a nice player. That's it. He's a nice player. He's inconsistent. I do not see greatness there. He's a nice player. And as for the draft picks, if Leon Rose is watching or listening right now, get a little closer to the speaker.
Go ahead.
If you don't get a superstar in here, you're not making those picks. Some other jabroni they bring in to be the GM is going to make them. So what are you holding on to them for? You would have Donovan Mitchell here, wanted to be here. New Yorker, in essence, went to school in Connecticut, wanted to play for the Knicks. Right there. He was available. So Danny Ainge was trying to hold you up. Boo-hoo. So what? Held up Cleveland. Cleveland's thrilled they got this guy. Thrilled. He's a dynamic personality and a dynamic player. Instead, the Knicks stood pat. And what did it get them? Zip. They're an average team. That's all they are. That's all they're ever going to be, because I do not see R.J. Barrett ascending to greatness. I'm sorry. Brunson was a great pickup. He's a good point guard.
No, he can be a good piece on a great team.
Right, but he can't be a great piece on a great team.
Right.
He could just be a piece on a great team. He could actually be on a championship-winning team if he's alongside Donovan Mitchell. The fact that they didn't do it, they will rue the day over and over and over again. Again, those players do not become available. He was available. A perfect fit for the Knicks. Man. And if I'm James Dolan, I'm calling Leon Rose and company on the carpet and going, I want an explanation why.
Well, they're going to the why is, if they knew that Barrett was going to be this, they would have made the move. But they really were hoping that this was going to be a breakout season for him.
Well, you know what? That's on them, right?
Of course it is. But I'm just saying, I think everybody that didn't want to make that deal, and there were listeners who didn't want to make the deal because they wanted to hold on. RJ's going to be good. We want to hold on to our picks. If they knew on December 8th that this is what it was going to be, they all would have made that deal.
But now, that, but their job is to know this.
I know it's their job to know it.
And I mean, well, what did RJ, what did RJ Barrett do over the first 3 years of his career that told you that he was going to be great? Again, great kid, great representative of the organization. This season averaging 18.2 points per game. You know what his three-point shooting percentage is? 28.5. Not getting it done. That's not greatness. I'm sorry. And he started off extraordinarily poorly. Mm-hmm. And you had Donovan Mitchell right there.
Yeah. See, especially this sport, Michael. Other sports you might think, but you need that star. That's all the Knicks are going to be. Now, listen, the NBA honors mediocrity with this play-in, so they'll get in, right? They'll play in the postseason. They'll get in. But are they going to take that next step? Heck, can they even get in the second round?
I don't know if they'll get out of the play-in.
Right. I mean, and that's all. So, like, even the upside of the Knicks going into this season, I don't think anybody, even the most optimistic Knicks fan, thought they would be any higher than a 5 seed. I mean, you want to try to build towards something here. Not just, is that all it is? Just make the playoffs, play relevant games late in the season? All right, they'll do that. But are they winning a championship? Are they even going to compete for a championship? As bad as the Nets have been at times, they've climbed up to the 4 seed now. Like, so that's a team that when they right themselves is going to compete for a championship.
Want a spicy basketball game to watch?
Yeah.
A spicy basketball
game. Yeah, because I know, you know, we were talking earlier off the air? I don't remember. It's so hard to tell. About the NBA season.
Right.
Where the intrigue was. That was on the
air. Sure.
And yeah, Don said the Celtics. Saturday night, you get a little Celtics Warriors Mike Breen vehicle.
Yeah, but I can't do it. See now.
I'm going to be
college
a big
football is over.
Big wedding.
You're a big wedding?
Big wedding on Saturday. Way out in Jersey. 2-hour drive.
What do you mean big wedding?
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
It's like in the middle of nowhere.
Well,
I forget the name of the town, but I looked it up on my GPS. It's 2 hours.
I need a name of the town.
I'll get it for you, okay? I will get
and
it
what
for
do
you.
What do you mean big wedding?
It's a cousin's wedding.
Okay. So
every
it's like,
wedding is big, Peter, right?
Well, yeah, to somebody.
Yeah.
But it's big to you?
Well, I love my cousin. It's his daughter.
It's your cousin's daughter.
Right.
What's the gift?
Cash.
Come on, you know who does it.
How much cash?
I think we're looking over a G.
Over a G.
Wow. Your
cousin's daughter.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a big wedding. On top of the 2-hour traffic.
That's 4 hours in the car.
Well, you said 2 hours straight shot.
That's 4 hours in the car.
See, I need to know where this is.
I will find out.
Because I know where you are.
Right. And you're not going to tell
anybody.
I'll
probably know where this is. I think you're exaggerating. When did you look up how long it takes?
About a week ago.
No, but what time of day? Was it like in the middle of the day where there'd be traffic? You're going to go on a Saturday. You should be all right.
I'm going to be fine. 2 hours in the car is not the worst thing. I like to drive.
I don't think it'll take you 2 hours. I just need a town.
I'm texting Jody right now.
But you said you put it in already. How did you forget?
I did it a week ago. You know what stuff I have on my mind, Don? Future?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening
future.
To me? Yeah, my future. Who knows?
I thought all that was decided already.
No, you know that. Let's go to Sid in Manhasset. Sid?
Hi, Sid.
Hi, guys. I just want, Michael, just understand, if Donovan Mitchell, if Danny Ainge was not going to give him up, then he just wasn't.
Why?
It doesn't matter what they put on the table.
But why do you say that? But how could you say that with certitude? If they gave him the outrageous demand that he had, he'd make the trade.
Michael, but you're saying he'd make it. Sometimes you don't want to do business with certain organizations, regardless of what they put in front of you. That is a real possibility.
Okay, so I'm saying, but where are you getting your information that he wouldn't do business with the Knicks?
It's just random things that I've heard, but Danny Ainge, you know how he operates.
How does that
help? Yeah, he operates brilliantly. He makes good deals. He's got a good team despite trading away his two best players. Let me tell you what. I don't think Danny Ainge was really ticked off that William Wesley went to a Jazz Mavs game and sat front row as if he was recruiting Donovan Mitchell. That ticked him off. That upped the price for the Knicks, I'll tell you that. But he was negotiating with the Knicks. I know that for a fact. And he asked for a truckload of things back. To say he would make the deal, prove it. Prove it to me. We'll never know, right? Because the Knicks didn't want to give up Barrett. They didn't want to give up as many draft picks as they had to. Sorry. Whatever he wanted. Donovan Mitchell, you're not getting anybody like him if you're the Knicks.
I have to admit, I was among the people saying, I don't know how much Donovan Mitchell is worth. Meaning I know he's really good. I think, Don, during the summer, I downplayed just how good he is.
You see what he's doing? 29 points per game.
I was wrong. He's playing. He's taken the step to superstar.
All right, I've got the town, Don, and okay. It's got your name in it. Freedon Township.
Freedon Township?
Freedon Township, New Jersey.
Wow. I'm at a loss. Wow.
Well, that's where the marriage is. Well, maybe this helps. The actual reception is at Newton, New Jersey. Do you know where that is?
Oh, Newton?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going up north.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's every bit of 2 hours.
So he's confirming what my GPS told me.
I didn't know you knew people up there. That's Sussex County, man. That's farmland. That's the good earth. That's, Michael, that's a different century.
I know.
That's where my brother lives up there.
Should I drop by and say hi?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, he would welcome you. When I go up, it is Peter. I don't know if you've ever been to Sussex County. It's
God's
country. It's like 1816 in some areas.
What do you mean?
Nancy's got a cousin that's got an alpaca farm up there.
Oh, I love alpaca.
It's by, like, you know where Port Jervis is, right? Like, it's not, it's like maybe a half hour away from that.
Should I drop by? Are you on the way at all?
No, from where you're going, no.
You know, Jody actually asked, we should stay over, and I shot that down. I said, I'd rather be in my bed rather than stay over.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It depends. Are you bringing the kids?
No.
You didn't want?
You got to see the money you got to pay babysitters now. It's unbelievable.
What do you mean?
The money that you have to pay a babysitter.
Give me a number, hourly. What are we
talking
about?
It's like $35 an hour. So we're going to be away for like 10, 12 hours.
10, 12 hours.
Yeah, we're leaving in the morning. And then
why in the morning?
Well, you got to be there for the actual wedding.
Is it separate? Are they separate?
Well, they're kind of... Well, we're leaving at 2.
Okay. And to get there at 4.
I love alpaca. 4:30, I think, is the wedding.
4:30 is the wedding.
Yeah.
And then it rolls right into the thing.
Yeah.
You can leave the wedding by 9.
Okay, so let's say 10 hours. That's $350. Listen, although watching my children, that's a bargain.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
But look, you print money. You're fine.
Oh, you do.
Yeah. Okay. I can't afford any Nick Golden State tickets.
Oh, I just asked them.
Won't swing it.
Just ask them.
All right. When
you
we
don't have to pay a dime for them.
No. I was already scolded by one of the pinhead suits here. Why don't you just buy tickets and sit?
Yeah, that was rude. What I saw that. I was on that thread.
Fat Fingers. That's what it's called.
That was rude.
Yeah, it's a Warriors game around Christmas, so we dropped $400 to sit in the 300 section.
And you know what? Take a couple of gifts away from my kids so I can sit there and watch the Warriors.
No, come on.
Or watch it on TV free.
That's not right. When you used to be on TV. Sitting there on the court.
Yeah, no more. Anyway, when we come back, Dan Orlovsky, D.O. we call him, right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hey there.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's the K. Show. Michael is finishing swallowing some food down his gullet. So
stab him in the chest.
I'm taking us back.
No, I'm good. Wow. Thank you.
What is that?
It's a protein cookie.
You love a protein cookie.
A Quest protein cookie.
I got to tell you, I know we bring this up, Don, probably once a year.
Right there.
Let me take a look.
Really good.
I got to tell you, I know we bring it up once a year, Don. The amount of not real food that this man consumes.
But I'm looking good today, right?
You look tremendous, yeah. But let's see what the ingredient. They don't even list ingredients.
They don't want to. No. The words are too long.
Little polysorbate 80.
Is our guy there, Dio? I love this guy. I do. Nice enough to move from yesterday because of Judgment Day stuff.
Speaking of people who don't like real food.
Dan and I are on the same wavelength.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Don't. No doubt. Just going to say, I'm a protein bar guy. Quest makes a phenomenal cookie in a protein bar.
How about the vanilla cookie, Dan? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It tastes like it's fattening. Yeah. Thank you.
Exactly, which is a goal in life.
Yes. You want good food that's not fattening.
I love that.
Let me ask you about a comment that Robert Saleh made to us on Monday. He said Zach Wilson is going to play for us this year. Do you believe that? And if so, how's that going to happen?
I mean, the only way that really happens is if they're starting to lose games because of Mike White. I mean, that to me, because you're right in the middle of a playoff run, the quarterback has played one great game and one okay game, you know, bad half, good half. The reality would be this. The only way in my eyes that it makes sense that Zach would play is if you're no longer in the playoff hunt.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But they might be in the playoff hunt until the final game.
And so then, unless you're, you know, again, losing games because the quarterback's play is so poor, or you're winning games in spite of him, why would you turn to a guy that has struggled for such a great majority of the season
right, with
the season on the line?
And also, Dan, read the tea leaves with the Mike Effin White t-shirts and the conversation after the game about how they love Mike White.
Wilson,
I don't know
comments.
If these guys would play for Wilson.
Yeah, and that's fair, and that's a great point. You know, we didn't see this kind of support with Zach. Now, the backup quarterback is always a favorite. I was obviously lived in that role for a great majority of the time. You can't do any wrong in so many guys' eyes, and you get to rip it around practice with no consequence, and so you make these crazy throws often. So I understand how, like, sometimes the backup is seen in that glowing light. But it seems that they gravitate towards his personality. You're not wearing those shirts unless you like the guy. So, again, with all due respect to Robert, I just don't see how it happens this year unless Mike's play starts to deteriorate pretty significantly.
And you like what you've seen of him so far. I mean, it's not a mirage of the 300 yards.
No. I mean, even last week, you had to really love the last, you know, 35 to 40 minutes of the game. I think early on in the game, you saw, I've never been in this moment of, I was the starting quarterback for the week. We beat a team. Like, we're a good team, and we hammered somebody else because of me, and then we're on the road versus a really good team, maybe Indy last year, but he came out hot in that game. And, like, he just looked like the little misses showed up early on last week. You know, a ball on the back shoulder instead of the front shoulder. There wasn't a ton of urgency. He got stuck on some guys. And then, you know, the second half, it got a lot better. He played with way more conviction. He moved people on the defense. He took checkdowns. And then I talked about this early, that last series, again, he's never been in that. He's never been in that moment of 30 seconds on the clock in a real game. I need a touchdown. I've got no timeouts. Because first down, throw the check down, he's out of bounds. Second down, he'll throw away. Third down, you could run for 6 or 7 yards, and it's maybe a first down. Maybe it's 4th and 2 or 4th and 3. Instead, he tried to, like, go get that touchdown on every snap. He's just got to learn from all those moments.
Dan, were you ever in a situation where your teammates were so excited about you coming in that they started wearing Dan Orlovsky T-shirts?
Huh. I don't think that was a thing back then, and I don't think my teammates were as excited as they were for Mike. So,
but it is a thing, right? No, like, no. There is something to being beloved as the backup quarterback. Do you agree with the notion, because you were a backup quarterback, that the backup is often the most or one of the most beloved players on a team?
Yeah, because, again, you know, one of the things that was very obvious to me as a backup was, and I've said this a lot, you have to find a way to impact your organization and impact your locker room when your play isn't the reason why.
Mm.
And you're the only guy on the team that gets to do that. Because more than likely, you're not going to play because the starter is. It's not like you're the second string running back or the third string tailback or the nickelback,
right,
or a gunner on the special teams, and you could earn that. So, you know, one of the ways you do that is the way you carry yourself, the personality that you have, the relationships that you build in the locker room that kind of endear yourself to your teammates, because they're not going to have the opportunity every week to see you on the field play and that be the reason why they maybe like you or get along with you. So there's got to be other ways you do about it. You're really Monday through Saturday.
Now, I loved watching Brady in the last 3 minutes on Monday. You know, he's been there. He's done that. He's just an expert at it. But I keep hearing whispers, yep, and I say, I can't wait till Dan comes on, because I have to ask him. Is he having just an season because he has no weapons, or is it starting to slip away at the age of 45?
Yeah, it's probably both, but it's more, it's 85% the former, 15% the latter. He has missed throws this year that he has not missed in the last 2 years down in Tampa.
Okay.
But their left tackle has played bad football. They've lost 3 interior offensive linemen to start the season, 2 more this season. The right tackle's been hurt in the last 2 weeks. He's missed Julio for a ton of time. Godwin missed a ton of time. Mike Evans missed time with the suspension and hasn't played up to his level. And they have very little production out of their tight end and run game. It is way more because of the things that are around him rather than his individual performance. If Tom Brady was in Philadelphia, would he be playing really high-end MVP caliber football? Absolutely.
So if you were Tom Brady, Dan, with everything that he's accomplished, would you come back next year on a different team, or would you go into the Fox booth?
I think Tom Brady's going to come back and play football next year. I don't think he can leave this year with the way this year's gone. Even if they win their division and get into the playoffs, I do not think they win a playoff game. Do I believe that'll be in Tampa? No. Because of the way the roster's constructed and some of the flaws on their offense and the age of their perimeter players. I'll give you 2 teams. Well, I don't want to stir up anything here, but I'm just being dead honest, okay?
Okay.
Number 1, could I see San Francisco? Sure. I mean, I don't think it's likely because the Trey investment and whatnot. What happens if the Jets don't have an answer?
Would he do that? It's like going from the Yankees to the Red Sox.
Why not? I mean, if you look at the landscape of the league and who's going to need a guy and who's a team that – you can sit there and say, man, we're really good quarterback away from being like, wow, we have a real chance here. There's going to be teams who need quarterbacks. They're not a quarterback away. You know, the Jets are going to have an incredibly young and very good defense. They're going to have a very good offensive line. We've seen really good skill players, and one of them isn't even there. They will be one of those teams that all of us can sit there honestly and say, they get really good quarterback play. They can make a lot of noise. And it's hard for us to place anybody else ahead of them, like clearly ahead of them. Would he do it? I don't know, because of the Patriot ties and all that. But they will be a team that fits a lot of the criteria.
Yeah, he was willing to go to the Dolphins.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
New
such
York
a...
City.
What a sexy story that
oh,
would be.
Oh, I want it. Dan, I want it to happen now.
Can I... Well, I don't want to...
Go ahead. Oh, no, the common...
I just want to... Who do you think the Commies could get? Could the Commanders are our team, you'd think, are a quarterback away as well, no?
I'm not as high on, you know, their defense. Their defensive line has started to play better football, but not nearly as high on their defense as I am the Jets. I also don't know if he's going to go attach himself to that organization. That's just the truth. I don't know if any marquee
Makes
player
sense.
Is willing, you know, attach themselves to that organization with
yep.
where it sits right now.
Yeah, fair point.
Dan, real quick, other than the Eagles beating themselves on Sunday, how did the Giants win this game against Philadelphia?
The individual pass rushers have to have dominant games. I don't believe that you can just line up with four guys and play zone coverage or traditional man coverage and think you're going to win that way. It's going to have to be because of some overload fronts that you create edges for a guy like Thibodeau or Lawrence or Williams, or change pressures where you blitz guys from one side and drop guys from another side so you're not, you know, you're not reduced with the numbers in your coverage unit because you can't line up and just play coverage against Philadelphia. They'll eat you alive. So it's going to have to be like trying to create, man, I got Thibodeau on the right guard and he was off balance. Like and then those guys got to go win. They got to make it an ugly game in that regard, and they got to obviously keep Jalen from, you know, having a big game with his legs. The challenge is going to be how many different times can they force Darius Slay and Bradbury to tackle? If they can find a way to get the ball to the perimeter and force those guys to tackle over four quarters, not that that's like a ton of success rate, but it's their best bet.
All right, two quick hits before we let you go. Tonight, Thursday Night Football. If Baker Mayfield plays, Dan, how can he do that 2 days with the team? What offense can he run?
Yeah, unique situation. So Shanahan system Kevin Stefanski for the Cleveland Browns and Sean McVay grew up in and came from. 2020, Baker has his best year of his career under Kevin in Cleveland. So how much of that verbiage is Sean still running with the Rams? Personnel groupings, formations, route concepts, protection rules. How much of that has Sean actually carried over? Now, Sean, identity-wise, got away from that a lot with Matthew last year and the past couple weeks. Without Matthew, they've gone back to a little bit as far as, like, what the plays look like. I don't know what they're calling them, but if they're calling them very similar to what both those coaches grew up in, then I think there's a big package of plays Baker will know and can go play well.
All right, and finally, can the 49ers get to the Super Bowl with Purdy at quarterback?
Absolutely. Number one defense in the NFL. They've had 20 scored on them twice this year. So, kid, go score 20, and we got a really good chance. 56% of their passing game is yards after the catch. Dude, don't mess it up. Run the line of scrimmage. Get the ball to CMC. Get the ball to Debo and Kittle and Ayuk on the perimeter and allow those guys to, quote-unquote, earn their scholarship. And the reality is this. They got to go through one elite team and one good team in Dallas, Philadelphia and Dallas. And I think one of those knocks the other out.
Beautiful. Well, continue to enjoy the quest. I will, and we thank you for coming on, Dan.
Later, guys.
All right, Jets tickets. We're giving them away in just a moment, including phone calls. We're giving away phone calals right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show, everybody. So what did you disagree with Dan about?
San Francisco.
You'd think they're done.
I don't think they're done, but everyone, I saw Nick Wright tweeting about this earlier. Now Dan says it. They're still the sexy pick. I'm sorry, guys. I don't believe that Brock Purdy is going to just roll week after week and do enough. I'm sorry. Listen, if you're going to tell me that San Francisco can still go to the Super Bowl, don't tell me that the Jets can't go on a run then. That's basically what we're talking about. Why not?
Well,
the Jets have one of the
49ers weapons. Even though the Jets have good weapons, the 49ers have better weapons.
The 49ers have better weapons. The Jets and a slightly better defense.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the idea that they're just going to continue to I just don't buy it. I think people are sleeping on the Cowboys and the Eagles. I really do.
I think it's more of a commentary on the conference than it is about the 49ers. Because he's right. The two teams that you have to worry about in the NFC outside of San Francisco are Dallas and Philadelphia. And they might knock each other off.
Perhaps.
And if Dallas beat Philadelphia, which isn't impossible, you wouldn't give San Francisco a chance to be able to beat Dallas to go to the Super Bowl?
I'd give them a chance, but I wouldn't pick them.
So I think that's it, especially Dallas, because they haven't been able to make a run as presently constituted. Philadelphia hasn't either. We'll see how this matures as we get deeper into December to go from the level that Philadelphia was at the last couple of years to all of a sudden competing for a championship. San Francisco's got the pedigree. They've got the coach. I don't think in this world you can overcome. Steve Young talks about it every Monday. Quarterback play to win a championship, but in a wide open NFC, can they get there? I don't think they can beat Kansas City or Buffalo in the Super Bowl, but could they get there and be more of a commentary on the conference than the 49ers? Absolutely.
I guess what I'm saying is, how can we talk legitimately about the Super Bowl with a team that has literally a quarterback that we know nothing about?
But remember what Steve Young said on Monday. When the kid went down, okay, there was discussion internally about starting Purdy over Garoppolo. That's how much they like him.
It's nice to hear that, and maybe they'll turn out to be true. I personally need to see with my eyes first. You know what I want to see first? I want to see Brock Purdy go out there and not have a moment too big for him against Tom Brady this weekend. Then they're at the Seahawks. Then they're home against the Commanders defense. And then they close out with two easy ones at the Raiders and Cardinals.
Well,
so we'll see. But I can't. I'm sorry. I'm not picking a guy I literally know nothing about to go to the Super Bowl.
I watched a lot of that game last week, that Dolphin 49er game. And Tua had not lost as a starter, right? And he's having a great season. And there were times that the 49er defense made him look foolish. Now, I'm not putting the Miami Dolphins up there with the greatest teams in the world, but this was a quarterback that was on a nice run. And they just shut him down. Is it that crazy to think in a championship game they can't do the same to Jalen Hurts?
By the way, here's your chance to see the Jets take on the Lions at MetLife Stadium. Be caller number 7 right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you'll score a pair of tickets brought to you by the New York Jets. Come out to MetLife Stadium on Sunday, December 18th at 1 p.m. to see the New York Jets host the Detroit Lions, presented by Prism by Panini. Lock in your seats at nyjets.com/tickets. Can I have a breaking news sounder, please?
Oh, no.
I will be doing the deep dive with the Raiders, and I will make a two-point pick.
Oh, nice.
With the LA Raiders.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas Raiders, yes. Well, at now, LA today.
Let me see if I can go inside Michael's head right now.
Scary in there.
You're with me. No, but Peter's got to show me something, right? He's got to show us something, some guts, because this could be the move. Like, if you lay out, Peter, on a game I know you love.
No, you don't.
Something on Saturday, on Sunday.
You could put us to sleep. If you take the Rams and they cover, you could put us to sleep.
Hold on.
Come on. This is a chance. This is a euthanize move. This is a chance to put us to sleep. Do you have the guts to make the call to pull the plug? Do you have the guts to make the call to euthanize the two of us in the picks?
Do you have the cubes?
It's the name of my 7th book.
I like cubes.
Do you have the cubes? Uh-huh. But here's the thing. Don said that he knows for a fact that I love the game. Completely made up. I absolutely don't love the game.
Really?
The team I like is the Raiders. But 6.5 is...
It's under a touchdown.
That's a big number to me.
So you have no guts.
And also, here's why the theory is so stupid, though.
Mm-hmm.
I right now don't have to take anything,
right,
and I still get to watch tonight's game and root for the Rams to cover. So why bother losing points?
As Don said, you could take young people in Asia and make it work tonight if you took the other team.
Listen, it's a perfect setup right here. Here's what he's trying to hope for, all right? He's looking for what would be. I'm at 48.5 points. Don's at 39 points. Mm-hmm. You're at 37 points.
Right.
Don's hoping tonight that I, throw down 2 on the Rams, and right, he's looking at a 5-point swing.
Right.
I don't see how that's advantageous to me when I don't love. Why are you guys both picking the Raiders? Because the Rams stink. So I'm just stuck with the Rams.
Yeah, but you know, Vegas is very rarely wrong.
And I got to tell you, too. Let me just.
They happened to be on the Eagles game last week.
Yeah, very.
I hate the sport, but I love the movies, the video games, and the analogy.
That's golf.
You could be on the green in three and go for the eagle.
Yeah, instead you're laying back and playing for par.
You're laying up and settling for par.
Well, I'd have
to
be on the
green. That's fine. That's what you're about. That's what you're about. All right? And you shouldn't apologize for that. Now, let me switch gears. Michael, really doesn't make sense to do two. What are you gaining? I still pick up a point on you.
That's all right, because then I still have a chance to pick my 3-point play.
And you can and he's looking to get ahead, you know.
Michael, you
the most that could happen here is you gain a point on me if I blow my 3-point play. Believe the whole thing is very well thought out.
I really do not like your involvement in this game. Once you heard me go three, you should have laid out. This was a strategic mistake by you.
I don't think so.
You hear what I'm saying, Peter?
Well,
if he's right, I still pick up a point.
Yes, but you take the games you like. Here's the only issue I have, which is even making me think about taking the Rams tonight, is that I don't like a lot on the board.
Well, how about this? Anthony Greek, our resident betting degenerate, the Rams are 4-9-1 against the spread in their last 14 games dating back to last season. The Rams are failing to cover the spread by 6.7 points per game this season, the worst against the spread margin in the NFL.
What? Could you imagine the amount people have lost on them?
And the Rams have lost six consecutive games straight up, the longest losing streak under Sean McVay.
Wow.
Who has a really beautiful new wife, though.
They don't have any players.
Maybe I should up it to three, Don. What do you think?
You're locked in.
No, I can unlock.
You can lock and unlock it. Do you want to unlock and lock back in?
I'm just saying it.
No, I'm good at two.
Like, flush it. I don't get it. But that's fine. That's what you know, Peter's right. You do you. You pick your picks.
And that's what I do.
You're not gutless like Peter.
I have my two teams, my two favorite teams to pick are playing this weekend. The Vikings and the Lions.
Really?
Those are two Rosenberg favorites this year. I'm going to be in on that game. I'm in on that one.
All right, when we come back, you'll be in on ENN as well.
I have to be.
You have to be. It's your vehicle.
That's right.
That guy questioned yesterday why it is your vehicle, what kind of pictures you have.
I met a lovely gentleman. He walked by me and Natalie at the game. He just walked by me and went, ENN. Love ENN. I said, you know what? You're a good man.
Wow. Ears.
Was he an older gentleman?
He actually was.
Really?
Probably in his late 50s, 60s. Maybe 60s.
Did he have a meter in his pants or was he just happy to see you?
Ray Rowe. That would have sounded nuts if I said, excuse me, sir, random question. Do you have a meter in your pants by any chance?
What the F?
Because it seems all the millions of people that listen to us, none of them really have a meter. Strange.
You know, I have actually heard that there are days of the show and full segments with not one human being listening.
Right.
We're doing a show for zero people. A
couple of those were Aaron Boone segments during the Yankees' great season. Zero.
Sometimes, yeah, big guests talking in big moments, not a soul.
I loved my scientific survey, though, when we had a Broadway theater full to the gills. Right. And I said, how many people here have had meters? Not one. Isn't that strange?
Very strange.
Not one.
And it's, you know what else is strange?
What?
The radio ratings show one thing.
TV ratings.
The much more reliable TV ratings.
Kiwi.
Blow away. Show that it's going the opposite direction.
Blowouts.
Sorry, Don. You upset that we're talking about this?
Don's saying we shouldn't talk about this?
That's what I thought he said.
No.
Oh, you did?
Exactly.
Okay, good.
No, they don't talk about
it. Oh, they don't talk. No.
How,
you
know.
No.
How we're beating the Nets. We're beating the Nets.
I mean, listen, the Hornets almost
beat
the Nets.
I don't want to have to be the one to say it.
Well, I'm glad you did.
The Nets. Sports money.
Not that
Israeli
golf.
Israeli basketball today.
What about the golf show, though?
That if I had a meter.
That's. Yeah. Oh, no. I bet you have a meter every time you watch.
Are you ready for ENN?
I sure am.
All right, that's coming up.
Damn it up!
Just a moment right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.